I just got a letter from the sunny south, from a girl in Tennessee. She said she'd love me like she used to do, and was waiting there for me. I answered back her letter, though I'm far away. When the roses bloom in Dixieland, I'm coming back to stay. When the roses bloom in Dixieland, I'm coming back to you. When the birds are singing music grand to the sweetest girl I ever knew, I'm saving up my money to buy a little cabin home for two. When the roses bloom in Dixieland, I'm coming back to you. I said, honey, wait for me. I'm going to make a lot of money up north. It's me for old Tennessee. When the roses bloom in Dixieland, I'm coming back to you. When the birds are singing grand to the sweetest girl I ever knew, I'm saving up my money to buy a little cabin home for two. When the roses bloom in Dixieland, I'm coming back to you.
Is in order, don't you agree? That's lovely.
Thank you.
It's one of my favorite old-time songs. I guess congratulations are in order. Did you ever think that at this point you'd be part of a million-selling record that's just like the hottest thing in the country music charts? How did that happen?
I never thought of that. Well, I hope it don't mean that I've compromised my art.
Oh, I don't think so. If recording a solo version of Man of Constant Sorrow and singing You Are My Sunshine is compromising,
that'd be hard to do.
That would be. Yeah, are you going to be part? We're referring to the Oh Brother, Where Art Thou soundtrack, yes, which T-Bone Burnett and the Coen brothers just really put together a great piece. Will you be part of the concert at Carnegie Hall in June?
I believe so, yeah.
Is June the date on that? I've seen June and July.
June
13th.
Yeah.
Wow.
13th.
Will this be a first, or have you been to Carnegie Hall before?
I've been there a long time ago, two times with other folks. Been there in 1970 both times with Miss Joan Baez and Chris Christopherson later.
Yeah. What's it like playing Carnegie Hall? Because, I mean, it's such
a
mystique.
Well, it's been so long since I've been there, I don't remember.
That's high praise and compliment to the hall. It was such an experience.
I think they'd remodeled it at that time, so I have no idea. I'm sure that's been 30 years, and I'm sure that there's been some changes since then,
And
too,
you've probably played on a lot of stages since then.
Yeah, quite a few, quite a few.
Wow.
It seemed like a mighty nice place, and the reputation is always overwhelming, you know. There's been so many great musicians and performers that have played there and everything. It's an honor to play there.
And one of them is Norman Blake.
Thank you.
You're such a legend, and it's Lord.
Well,
you are, because I mean, on the flat pick list, where all the guitar players and the internet are dicing up people's
style.
Well,
I've not given that up.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you and Doc and Tony are the only ones who've been afforded first name status, which is like you've made it when you arrived there, and justifiably so, because you are one of the most copied or at least studied guitar player. I mean, people have arguments about what kind of strings to use to get the Norman Blake sound. And of course, you didn't set out to be this. It's just people have made you into that.
No,
is that a mantle you wear sort of uncomfortably or don't even concern yourself with?
I try not to think too much about any of that anymore. It was pretty frightening when I first started performing. Of course, started down here in St. Louis and first solo concert I ever did. And yeah, I used to, you know, people were heaping a lot of that on my head, and it's at first it's a little frightening, you know, and then I think I had to let them know that there were a lot of other things that I wanted to do musically other than just be this rapid fire guitar player. Mm-hmm. So I think that evolved gradually, and I don't worry about that too much anymore. I just play and sing old time music and kind of let it fall where it will.
You certainly do. And, well, I'll let you play and sing some more because I could all ask right. you 1,000 questions, but if I try to ask them all at once, we won't get any more songs in. So why don't you
right.
give us another one?
I'll do another old-time number. I like the old-time country music songs, and this is one I'll get. Nancy's here in the studio. She doesn't have an instrument, but she has her voice there. That's an instrument. And, get her to join me on the chorus of this old tune that Ernest Stoneman recorded a long, long time ago called The Fate of Talmadge Osborne, and, about a young man that tried to catch a ride on a train. He had a job off down out of Galax, Virginia there, and he was trying to pay for some property, and he had a job down there, and he was prone to drink a lot. So this is about Talmadge Osborne, The Fate of Talmadge Osborne.